Hello and welcome to my show. My name is Valentina Cordi and I'm a certified work and life coach specializing in helping business administration professionals build their self-confidence. In other words, what do? I help entrepreneurs, managers, supervisors and assistants re-establish their self-confidence that's been beaten up by challenges they face in their business, at work or in their personal life. I support them get unstuck and overcome their limiting beliefs and go on with achieving awesome results such as improved professional performance, effective workplace communication and also quality relationships with the people they love. To find out more about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.valentinalifecoach.com. Today, we'll talk about some clues that prove that a person has low self-confidence. You know, I'm very excited because this is my first show and I feel I have so many things to share with you. Let me start by explaining what low self-confidence is all about. People with low self-confidence feel uncomfortable with themselves, they question the quality of their work and they feel they don't worth the love and respect of other people. And the worst part, they are the strictest critics of themselves. You may think, yeah, right, lack of self-confidence experience only unsuccessful people. Well, that's not true at all. During a period of their lives, successful people too suffer from lack of self-confidence, and this is absolutely natural and reasonable. Who can handle all this pressure at work and in personal life without being negatively affected? Well, I guess no one. We're human beings and we have our strong and weak moments in life. In this crazy world we live in and being surrounded by things like deadlines, productivity, sales increases, profits and losses, difficult times with the people we love and with our family and I don't know what else, we forget to celebrate our successes and good moments, and we focus only on the bad ones. This is when low self-confidence comes in. This is when we start questioning our abilities and strengths. Does this sound familiar to you? Well, I'm telling you, everybody has experienced situations like these. You may ask me, okay, Valentina, and how do I know that I lack self-confidence? First of all, you are never too good for yourself. You're trying all the time to find faults in whatever you do and you're paying great attention to negative judgments other people make about you and you overanalyze them. Well, stop that. Just start enjoying the good judgments you get and take the negative ones as feedbacks for you to improve. Don't spend whole day thinking about a bitter comment your colleague made about you. You'll ruin your whole day and he will not even remember about it. Also, you seek all the time acceptance from other people and you try to do whatever they ask you to so that you get them to like you. But that's not possible. We cannot be liked by everybody. Some people like us and some don't. So what? Don't ruin your life doing this. Seeking all the time acceptance will make you feel stressed and you'll never get to build close relationships or participate in social gatherings or even present to your boss a good idea you have because you will be afraid of not being accepted for who you are and what you can do. Finally, because you don't have faith in your abilities, you're afraid of taking action in an aspect of your life, either the professional or the personal, and you're also afraid of the consequences. In this way, you stay in your comfort zone and you never change the things you may not like with the things you want to have and attract in your life. The only thing you do is complaining about everything. Your work, your life, about the neighbor, I don't know about what else. Well, get up and take action. The only one who can change your life is you. Don't wait for the good fairy to come and fulfill your wishes, because, I'm sorry to say that, you will have to wait for the rest of your life, and you know that. Don't be afraid to make the next step and get the life you deserve. Start by asking yourself, what is the life you really want, and take action. Okay guys, so that was all for today. I hope you enjoyed my show and I made you think how you will take action and take your life into your own hands. For more articles or any comments and questions, please visit my website at www.valentinalifecoach.com and contact me via email at info@valentinalifecoach.com or via Skype at valentina.lifecoach. This was Valentina, your work and life coach, and see you next time.